I've always found it fascinating to read of wholehearted human achievement, amazing stories of total dedication. During World War II, the crew on a B-29 suffered a direct hit. Half the plane's nose was shot away. The pilot was dead. The co-pilot, his left arm hanging uselessly, tried to control the aircraft. All of the gauges were inoperable. He didn't know his speed, direction, or altitude. To bail out would mean certain death. Things seemed hopeless. When two American P-61 Black Widow night fighters suddenly appeared on the horizon, they flew alongside the badly damaged bomber, nudging it to safety to Iwo Jima. In 1984, almost 40 years later, the crews of the planes met for a reunion in Long Beach, California. They recalled the day when death seemed so near, and comrades in arms came alongside and delivered them to safety. John chapter 15. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. All three planes in our story were piloted by crews who were willing to put their lives in danger for their convictions and their friends, doing their duty until they reached safety. We must come alongside each other, supporting each other and guarding the values and freedoms that have made this nation great. There are those who would redefine or replace our foundational principles and institutions. They would have us remove God from every area of our culture. But even our founding fathers had the good sense to understand that there can be no basis for law or a moral civilization without the presence of God or his principles. Jesus Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice that all people might be freed from the ravages of sin. Similarly, we must never allow our neighbors or our national heritage to go down in flames when there are things we can do to prevent it.